Now, we're going to do this all together now. How many verses are in chapter 1 of Mark? 45. Okay, you're keeping a running total. You're doing the math, okay? So 45 plus whatever is in chapter 2, okay? So in chapter 1, we have how many verses? 45. How many in chapter 2?
28.
How many in chapter... You're not counting, Stucky. You just listen to the word, because I want you to focus on the math. Okay. How many in chapter 3?
35.
How many in chapter 4?
41.
How many in chapter 5?
43.
How many in chapter 6?
56.
We going too fast? How many in chapter 7?
37.
How many in chapter 8?
38.
Don't go too fast. How many in chapter 9?
50.
How many in chapter 10?
52.
How many in chapter 11?
33.
How many in chapter 12?
44.
How many in chapter 13?
37.
This is fun, huh? How many in chapter 14?
72.
How many in chapter 15?
47.
And how many in chapter 16?
678.
Very good. That's right, because I checked it beforehand. So in the book of Mark... Yeah, but I wanted to illustrate. I just want people to see that I'm telling the truth. So how many verses are there? 678 verses in the book of Mark. Most of the Yea Hath God Saids in the NIV are down at the bottom of the page. That's why they're called footnotes, because they're in the foot of the page. And these are in every NIV. But look at this footnote right here. I have it circled. They put it right in the middle of the text, right? So you can't help but see it when you're reading. You know, when you finish verse 8, you can't help but see that footnote, not really a footnote, it's just in the middle of the page. Does everybody get a chance to see that? Right in the middle of it. So when you're reading, you can't help but read it. I mean, there are other Yea Hath God Saids where they question the Word of God. This one was really important to them, so they stuck it right in the middle of the text. Let me read it for you. The most reliable early manuscripts and other ancient witnesses do not have Mark 16, 9 through 20. Did you hear that? Let me read it again. The most reliable early manuscripts and other ancient witnesses do not have Mark 16, 9 through 20. So basically what they're saying is, before you read this, just realize it probably isn't really there. It's probably false. It's probably a lie. Well, then take it out if you're so confident, huh? Well, take it out if it's not God's word. No, they'll just question it for you. Yea, hath God said? Verses 9 through 20? How many verses are in the book of Mark?
678.
What happens if we subtract verses 9 through 20? How many verses compose verses 9 through 20?
It's 12.
12. What's 678 minus 12?
666.
666. That's how many verses are in the book of Mark in the NIV. 666. Now look, you don't have to believe me. You just counted it yourself. We just sat there and added them up and counted them. And in the King James Version, in the right Bible, you got 678. In the NIV, they're telling you it's got 666 verses. Now, I don't know, that's just a coincidence, though, right? That's probably just a coincidence. Let me show you how else the NIV is satanic. Look at